Welcome back to Sports Day, Crown Perth Sports Update. This summer you can live a little larger at Crown. In fact, you can come along to our WA Tennis Centre and then you can go to Crown and eat all you like because we have plenty of top-class tennis action and includes WA's Madison Inglis, who is the top seed at the Perth International. She joins us here on Sports Day. Maddie, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
How are you going? World number 117. You're working your way in the right direction.
Thanks. Yeah, it's been an awesome few months, I think, getting there. But, still a bit to go, so it's been exciting.
There's one tournament that everybody wants to win, and that's the Burnie International. And you won that. What was it like to have your biggest win to date?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was a bit unexpected, to be honest. I think coming off from the Australian Open, and I don't know, it was just... I just played really well and I was pretty chilled. So, yeah, it was really exciting.
What do you put the improvement down to? Getting up to the world ranking of 117 across the year 2019, what do you put it down to?
I don't know. I think there's a few things, but probably just been winning and playing a lot of matches, I think, and probably match confidence. But, I've moved my base to Brisbane, so that's been a bit of a change and... It seems to be paying off at the moment. So, yeah, it's been good.
What can we expect here at the Perth International here on a court I would suggest that you're pretty familiar with?
Yeah. Yeah, it's so exciting to be playing at home, I think. But there's still so many good players in the draw. Every match is really tough. So I think I'm really happy to play a tournament at home and I'll just enjoy it. Not too many expectations. So, yeah, it'll be fun.
No expectations. Last time you played here, 2018, you were semi-finalist, so you need to go one better because you're a better player right now.
Yeah, well, I'm expected to go two better than that. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. Fingers crossed.
There's a nice little prize pull up for grabs here too. So it's not like it's just a stroll in the park and it means nothing. This is where you can get some hard-earned and make your bank account look better too.
Yeah, no, well, 25s, they're obviously really, still really good for points and money. So, yeah, it's definitely a good tournament to do well. I think everyone here can win it. So, yeah, it'll be interesting, but no, it'll be a good week, I think.
What does it do to your psyche and all the Australian tennis players' psyche when you see somebody like Ash Barty make it to the top of the sport, number one ranked, won the French Open, semi-finals at the Australian Open? Does it make that dream feel a bit closer?
I think for sure. But I think Ash Barty she's a bit extraordinary and she always has been. But I think it just shows that... I don't know, there's not much in it and I think anyone can win on the day and I don't know, it's kind of a sport that, yeah, anything can happen on any day, so which is really exciting, I think.
Just some of the other girls named in the main draw. A 15-year-old Perth local, 2019 Newcombe Medal Female Junior Athlete of the Year, Talia Gibson, who received a wildcard entry. Do you know much about her?
I haven't had too much to do with Talia, but I know she's a very good player. I played her once and it was a tough match. So I think she'll do well this week, I hope. I think I saw her in the doubles court today and she was playing really well. So, yeah, no, it's really exciting for her.
And there's competitors from all over the world, France, Korea, Japan, Italy, Russia, USA and more are going to be represented in this tournament. When do you play? What time tomorrow does the action get underway?
I'm going to kick it off at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. So hopefully there'll be a few people there to watch because there's a lot of good matches on tomorrow. So, yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you for having a brief chat to us about it and good luck, Maddie.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Madison Inglis and all of the action here at the State Tennis Centre gets underway tomorrow. Come down and watch Madison and some of the top-class young Australians that are aspiring to get better and better and better. And if you'd like to have a look at all of that action, if you go to itftennis.com, you can find out all the details. Special guest Casey Delacqua is hosting a number of activities, fun-filled activities, toddler ball and all of that sort of stuff. We'll be back with more of Sports Day After this, we'll be joined by John Saxon to talk about NRL, how it panned out on the weekend and what the future is for the sport here in WA.